The Connected Circus and Bendigo Special Development School are entering two films in an international film festival called the Focus on Ability Festival. To talk about the entries, we've got with us Vern Hardy. Vern, his card says a ringmaster and development person. Good morning to you, Vern. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Robert. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you going?
I feel like I'm a ringmaster here sometimes. It's a three-ring circus, but slightly different. Hey, so tell us about, the two films that you are the editor of both of those films as well. Tell us about the two films.
So the two films are quite different films, and we've worked with the students at the Bendigo Special Development School to put these together. So we've been running a leadership program with Special Development School for the older kids. So it's the 17, 18-year-olds are heading out of school soon. What we want to do is get them moving, but also get them to learn a whole lot of new things. So this year, what we did was we filmed them while we were working together, and we taught the kids in that leadership crew how to use a whole range of filmmaking equipment. They're using cameras and microphones and lighting and audio equipment, and what they would do is we were teaching people how to film them, but we were also filming each other in that process. So one of those films, Living and Learning, is all about that process. It's about watching these kids learn how to use this equipment and then putting films together. And then also, because the film festival is all about focusing on the ability within the disability, and something which we really love. At the Connected Circus, we've been working at schools for years now, and we love watching kids who normally might not engage just step in and try something new.
That's
a lot of what our programs are all about. They're all about creativity and movement in schools.
Fantastic. What about the other movie?
The other movie is a bit of a tearjerk, actually. Yeah. It's probably one of our favorite students, Ashraf. And Ashraf's from Afghanistan and came over here not that long ago, probably 4 years ago, speaking no English, with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair. And the determination of Ashraf is amazing. So we've called this movie Ashraf, A Lesson in Determination, because it is shot at school. And it's shown how every single thing that we bring out, we're like, hey, let's try this. Let's try spray painting. Let's try spinning circus props. Let's try filmmaking. He steps up and he's like, yep, I'm up. I'm in for it. And it's just a really beautiful look at his journey, but also the determination. It doesn't matter if you have a disability, you can actually do something. You can step up and you can try new things.
Yeah.
You can give things a go and enjoy them. And he loves it. he's really good on camera.
Fantastic. And I've watched the trailer for it, and I tell you what, you know, the background from which he and his family came is quite incredible. And you know, we reckon life can be challenging for people with a disability now. What it must have been like then was just really, really tough.
Oh, in a place like Afghanistan, yeah, in war-torn countries, you know, having a disability would be incredibly tough. When Bendigo, we do have a lot more social networks around to help people. And that's one thing we love about working in that space is actually linking students to what else there is out there for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And those short, because it's a short film festival, we had to keep them under 5 minutes. So both the films are really quick, and they've been put together by the kids and filmed lots of it. And what we've done is we've edited them together so we can actually show the public. And really, it's showcasing their skills. That's what we like to see.
Yeah. How can people, first of all, how can people see the movies?
So if you go onto the Focus on Ability website, and you can view the films.
Okay.
So the Australian films, there's open and school entries. And we've got, they said to us, hey, you've got two different films. We'll put you in two different categories. And we'll, yeah, we're happy with that. So you can actually find them on the website. One's called Ashraf and one's called Living and Learning. They're both filmmaker under the Connected Circus. Otherwise, you can go to the Connected Circus Facebook, and it's all the links are there as well.
How can people vote, Vern? That's the main thing.
So what they do is what they've got to do is go online, find the movie. It says view and vote now. So they click on the button, and then they go to their emails. And once they find it, they'll find the link in their emails. They just verify that link, and that's just to say it's not being spammed and things like that. But there are some amazing films on there. We were sitting there last night watching, my partner and I, who have edited, Beck and I have edited the films and helped put the films together. And we're watching some of these films from people around the world and just in Australia, and it's just amazing what people can do.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fantastic. I love that saying you said, the ability within the disability. I think that's a very strong statement. And Vern, wish you very, very well with it. Congratulations on the work you are doing, have been doing, and in particular this film thing. And I'd certainly get people to go online and have a look at the movies, because they're both great, and also obviously vote as well. Hey Vern, thanks for
they're both from Bendigo.
Well, even better. So mate, listen, thanks so much for talking to us, and all the very best.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Robbie.
No worries at all. Good on you, Vern Hardy. That sounds fantastic, doesn't it?